This is the Sakar Murli of 26th of June 2026. Essence. Sweet children, only the one Father does altruistic service of this world, because you definitely do receive the fruit of whatever deeds you perform. Question. According to the drama, what aspect which makes you children happy is 100% certain? Answer. According to the drama, it is certain that the new kingdom is being established. You children have the happiness that you are establishing your own kingdom by following Srimat. This old world is definitely going to be destroyed. The more effort you children make, the higher the status you will attain. Song. Having found you, we have found the whole world. The earth, the sky, everything belongs to us. Om Shanti. Whatever you children say, Baba also says the same things. Children say, Baba, having found you, we become the masters of heaven. The Father also says, children, man above. It means the same thing. People ask you, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, what you receive by going to this spiritual gathering. So you, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, say, we are becoming the masters of the world through Bap Dada. No one else can become a master of the world. Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of the world. Shiv Baba cannot be the master of the world. You children become the masters of the world. Your father doesn't become the master of the world. There is no one else who does such altruistic service. Everyone definitely receives the fruit of whatever service they do, whether it is social work or whatever people do on the path of devotion or anywhere else. They definitely do receive the fruit of what they do. The government pays them. The Father says, I alone do altruistic service, in that I make you children into the masters of the world, whereas I don't become that. I make you children happy. I make you into the masters of the land of happiness and give you happiness for 21 births, and I then go to my land of nirvana and sit in the stage of retirement. The incorporeal world is said to be retirement. People go into retirement. They give everything to their children and go to spiritual gatherings. They adopt gurus in order to be shown the path to liberation. You children now know that no human being can show anyone the path to liberation or liberation in life. They cannot grant salvation to anyone. They cannot even give that to themselves. If they could give themselves salvation, they could also give it to others. The Father comes from the supreme region. He is the resident of that place. You children are also residents of that place. You have to play your parts on this field of action. Baba has to come here once for you children. Since heaven is being established, hell definitely has to be destroyed. You now know that Shiv Baba is establishing the original, eternal deity Dharma through Brahma. You children know you are once again changing from humans into deities. It is in your intellects that every 5,000 years you come and become the children of Shiv Baba through Brahma in order to receive your inheritance. He is called the Purifier. He is also full of knowledge, the ocean of knowledge. He teaches you yoga, that is, remembrance. But how can someone who is incorporeal explain to you? This is why he says, it is through Brahma that I change you from humans into deities. That is, I inspire the establishment of the deity Dharma. The deity Dharma doesn't exist now. It has to be created again. I once again inspire the establishment of the original, eternal deity Dharma and take everyone back to the land of liberation. Bharat is an ancient land, and this is why the population of Bharat should in fact be the largest. Such things do not enter the intellect of anyone else. The population of the original eternal deity Dharma should be the largest. It has been growing for 5,000 years. All the others come after 2,500 years. The population of those of Islam has to be smaller. Then, after some time, the Buddhists come into existence, and so there has to be a little difference between them. Those of Islam and the Buddhists are at first Satopradhan, and then they gradually become Tamopradhan. There is that account too. The special sensible children should think about these things. Nowadays they write that the Chinese population is the largest, but people don't have this knowledge of the world cycle. All of these secrets are in the intellects of you children. This has to be explained in detail to those who are well educated. It has been 5,000 years since the deity Dharma came into existence. Therefore, their population should be the largest at this time. However, those of the deity Dharma were converted to other religions. At first, many became Muslims, and then many became Buddhists. Here too, there are many Buddhists and countless Christians. There is no mention of the deity Dharma. Even if we say that we are Brahmins, they put us in the line of Hindu. You know that the original eternal deity Dharma is being established through us Brahmins by our following Srimat. There should be this understanding. The religions, Dharmas, are remembered. People here consider themselves to be Hindus. They say that the Hindu religion is the Aryan religion, the oldest religion of all. The people of Bharat were at first Arya, civilized people. They were very wealthy. They have now become non-Aryans. No one has any sense. They simply use the name of any religion that enters their minds. There are small branches and leaves at the end of the tree. There is some respect for the newer ones. You children now know that you are claiming your inheritance of heaven from Baba. Therefore you should remember the Father who gives you such an inheritance so much. By remembering him, you will receive the inheritance and you will become pure. You receive inheritances of wealth from your worldly fathers. Along with those, you also receive inheritances to become impure. One is of your worldly fathers, the other is of the father from beyond this world, and this one is the subtle father in between. This one in between is connected to both sides. Shiv Baba doesn't have any difficulty. This one has to take so many insults. In fact, Sri Krishna isn't insulted. This one is trapped in between. It is said that the Brahmin became trapped while moving along his own path. This one was trapped in between to take the insults. Only the subtle father has to tolerate these things. No one knows that Shiv Baba enters this one and purifies the impure. It is because of remaining pure that some are beaten. The father says, I have come to take everyone back home. You know that death is just ahead of you. Destruction is certainly required. How could there be peace and happiness without destruction? When a war starts, people create a sacrificial fire for the war to come to an end. You decoration of the Brahmin clan understand that destruction will definitely take place. How else would the gates to heaven open? Not everyone will go to heaven. Those who make effort will go there, and everyone else will go to the land of liberation. Because people don't understand this, they have so much fear. They continue to stumble around so much for peace. They continue to hold conferences. Only you Brahmins know how the land of happiness and the land of peace are established. There cannot be establishment without destruction. You have now become Trikaldarshi. Each of you has received a third eye of this knowledge. Those people continue to ask how there can be peace so that no one fights. Everyone says that there should be oneness. If they were all to take directions from the one father, that all of them are brothers, children of the one father, there could be oneness. If all are the children of the one father, they should not be fighting with one another. It was like that in the Golden Age. None of them there fought with one another. That is a matter of the Golden Age. Here it is the Iron Age. There truly were deities in the Golden Age. When you are there, you don't know where all the other souls are. You now understand that only in the Golden Age is there one kingdom. There is peace and happiness. There is everything there. All of these things are in your intellects, number-wise, according to your efforts. You understand that you truly used to rule in the Golden Age and that there was a lot of happiness there. That Dharma was undivided. No one else has this knowledge. You become knowledgeful at this time. The Father is making you equal to Himself. Your praise has to become equal to the Father's praise. It is just the key to divine visions that remains with the Father. The Father has told you, I have to work on the path of devotion. Whoever people worship, I fulfill their desires accordingly. The part of divine visions also continues here. It is said that Arjuna had a vision of destruction. Destruction definitely has to take place. The establishment of the land of Vishnu also definitely has to take place. The Father is explaining exactly as he did in the previous cycle. Baba is changing us from humans into deities. When we become deities, the devilish world will definitely be destroyed. There will be cries of distress in all directions. The intellect can understand that there will be natural calamities. There will also be torrential rainfall. Only when all of this is destroyed will the Golden Age be established. The earth will receive the fertilizer of the five elements. Look how much fertilizer the earth receives. The Father says, everyone will be sacrificed into this sacrificial fire of Rudra. Look how sacrificial fires of the knowledge of Rudra are created on the path of devotion. They make a Shiva Lingam of Shiv Baba and small saligrams and worship them and then destroy them. Then the next day they make them again. They worship them and then destroy them. They do the same to those idols who had done service with Shiv Baba. People also make an effigy of Ravan every year and burn it. An effigy of an enemy is usually only made once or twice and then burnt. It isn't that they have a system of burning it every year. They remove all of their anger only once. However, they burn Ravan every year. No one understands the meaning of that. Then they even say that Ravan abducted Sita. They don't understand the meaning of anything. What would people abroad understand from all of this? Nothing. Day by day they make a bigger and bigger effigy of Ravan, because Ravan causes a lot of sorrow. You are now conquering Ravan. He will not exist in the Golden Age. The suffering of karma, illnesses, etc. are all due to Ravan. Whatever actions people perform, they are sinful because of the existence of Ravan. This play which is created is of happiness and sorrow. No one knows about this history and geography. How did Lakshmi and Narayan receive that kingdom? No one knows this. You little children explain, Lakshmi and Narayan used to rule in the Golden Age. They studied Raja Yoga at the Confluence Age and attained that status. Young Brahma Kumaris should go and explain to Birla how they, Lakshmi and Narayan, attained their kingdom. It is now the Iron Age. This cannot be called the Golden Age. There is no kingdom at present. The crowns of the kings have been removed. There are just four religious scriptures. Through the religious scripture of the Gita, three dharmas are established at this time, not in the Golden Age. It isn't that Lakshmi and Narayan or Rama establish a dharma. These dharmas are being established now. Then there will be the Islamic, Buddhist and Christian dharmas. Christians just have one religious scripture, the Bible, that is all. Then growth takes place later. The deity dharma is the ancient and original dharma. The deity dharma is now being established once again. You understand the significance of the drama very well. You also have happiness. Since you children are 100% certain that you are once again establishing your fortune of the kingdom, there is no question of battling in this. A kingdom is being established. This is certain. It is as certain as death. You know that you are claiming your fortune of the kingdom once again. You claim your inheritance from the Father every cycle. The more effort you make, the higher the status you claim. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Imbibe the Father's praise for yourself and become as praiseworthy as the Father. Claim your inheritance of purity from the Father from beyond this world. Only by becoming pure will you receive your inheritance of heaven. 2. follow Srimat and establish the original, eternal deity Dharma with your own body, mind and wealth. Blessing. May you become equal, complete and perfect by merging the ashes of your old sanskars into the ocean of your complete and perfect stage. In order to become complete and perfect and equal to the Father, destroy your weaknesses and defects before the destruction of the world. Make yourself so bright that no name or trace of any confusion remains. When you take a new birth, everything of your previous life is forgotten. In the same way, burn your old things and sanskars and merge those ashes into the ocean of your complete and perfect stage. You will then be said to be equal, complete and perfect. Slogan: learn the magic of merging any expansion into its essence, and you will become equal to the Father. Abhyak signal: to remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. Those who are tolerant will not be afraid, not just of any vibrations of extroversion, but of the thoughts arising in their minds. With their tolerance, they will face everything. Their faces will constantly be visible as content and happy. Their eyes and their mannerisms will never be seen to be discontent. Because they are jewels of contentment, they remain constantly content. Om Shanti.